Happy birthday, Wayne Rooney!
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning to wherever you are in podcast land. Welcome back to the Fantasy United FPL podcast. Back for another week. Here is Dirty Sanchez. I am Captain Own Goal. A big week? A good week or a bad week?
An average week. An average week. Yeah. What about yourself?
Oh, I can sit here a little bit smug. I had a very good week.
Yeah, you had like 80 points, didn't
80
you?
80 points. Above average for a change.
Above. I think you finished in the top 30k for the week.
Sweet.
You were pretty good. You were pretty good.
But can we say that I got to those 80 points based on tips coming from this very podcast?
Oh, of course you did. And as I mentioned in the past, I don't listen to my own advice. And that's why I got an average week of 52 points. So
yeah,
well, I had the captain on Hazard all week. And in the last minute, I changed it to Kane. I don't know. I thought he's going to go wild against, you know, Watford playing open.
Yeah.
I watched the game. And yeah, I wanted to cry. Really, seriously. Like,
yeah.
Tottenham looks rubbish.
I can sit here smugly knowing that half an hour before the game kicked off, or just before the cutoff, you asked me the captain, and I was thinking, as I said to you, I might even take him as triple captain Hazard.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have.
Yeah. So yeah, Captain Ongle has 1 out of 10 advices right, and that was his one right advice for the year, guys. So you already missed it.
Ah, well, that's great for me. Semi-good for you. At least you had Hazard. 90% of FPL players don't, do they?
Oh, yeah. So he's going up in ownership, but before the game week, he had only 10% ownership. He wasn't even the most captained player. So Kane was one of the most captained players.
As ever.
And Salah was also, but he only came up with an assist. Coutinho was on fire, of course, in that game.
Yeah.
So I think... Yeah, looking forward, Hazard seems to be, with the fixtures that they're having, seems to be a very important player to have in the next couple of fixtures. What do you reckon?
Absolutely. That's why I did everything I could. I took the 8-point hit to bring him in. Had to be for the Newcastle game. He should have 5 goals.
Yeah.
And more.
And sometimes when you look at the hit, you look at how many points did you take out of, because of the hit, it's -4 or -8, depending on how many players you bring. And then who was the player that you actually substituted for Hazard? Do you remember someone from the midfield?
Yeah, David Silva, so he did score. So.
Yeah, so you still gained, I guess David Silva came with 11 or 10 points.
Never would have captained him though.
Yeah, so you got a gain of 15 plus multiple tools, so you got a big gain out of taking out. And then Hazard is a long-term investment now with the fixtures that they have. So was he your pitch of the week?
Oh, has to be. Yeah, big fat 30 points sitting in the account does very nicely.
Yeah. Okay, so who was your POS or rubbish player of the week?
Pretty light on for POS, actually. I almost want to say David Silva for finally scoring a goal. I've hung on to him for week after week. So POS for him for doing nothing while I had him and then doing something after I get rid of him.
Yeah, but from your current team, who didn't do well? Well, I can say Kane, of course.
Kane and Richarlison were my two weakest.
Yeah, so I had Kane as
from
a captain.
From the same game.
Yeah, I had Kane as a captain, really big disappointment. Tottenham, which I'm one of the supporters, look really, really bad. I don't know, in the last, I think, 4 or 5 fixtures, they
certainly dropped off.
Really mediocre. I'm very, very disappointed.
we anticipated that a bit. We got rid of Ali.
We did. They have a Stoke home, like Spurs home against Stoke next one. And I don't even feel comfortable with Captain and Kane. The way that they
look. Oh, man, it's going to be Captain Hazard. You've seen their run of fixtures? Captain Hazard all the way.
I would mention something about Hazard. He's known to do really well in home fixtures and really rubbish on away fixtures. So I do put a warning out there.
Okay, so there's a tip.
That's a tip. They're also playing against West Ham. They didn't look that bad against Man City.
Okay.
Yeah, only lost 2-1. I figured that they're going to lose like 4-0.
I thought 5-6.
Yeah. So, my pitch of the week was Hazard. I didn't captain him, unfortunately. And Otamendi came through.
Yeah, I've been putting a fair bit of rubbish on you about that fella.
Yeah, you wanted me to sell him, and I told you once
I
sell him.
No, I didn't want him to sell you. I wanted you to keep him so he could keep coming the red cards and the own goals.
I'm happy to keep him again and again and again because he will come with the odd goal. But something happened to Man City. Notice that since Stones was injured, or is injured, you see that the defense has been conceding goals every game. When is Stones coming back? That's my question. I'm worried that their defense is going to keep on leaking. But Otamendi has a good goal threat from set pieces.
Okay.
So, pitch of the week, Otamendi and Hazard. POS of the week, Kane, and I might say Richarlison, and Mustafi.
Oh, yeah.
So I brought him in 2 weeks ago. He came up good with 7 points last week.
Yeah.
And then he got a knock after 15 minutes after he's done a mistake that they conceded the goal, and he got benched. I think it wasn't really a knock. I think it was his manager not so much happy with his performance.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fingerful, isn't it?
Yeah. So I came up with 52 points, more than average, but I took -8 to bring Hazard, which I'm happy with. So I kind of finished on an average, and I went down in places from 290k to 330, so not so bad. You actually jumped a lot of places.
Yeah, but we need to keep doing it, and I need to try to get closer to you, get bragging rights. I'm still behind the Mr. Sanchez over there.
Yeah, of course you will, but it's making our audience more interested because we're getting much more closer.
All three of them, they're super excited.
Oh, four of them, because I'm letting my son hear that as well.
Well, it's good. You can't be too young to learn about FPL.
No, he's a big soccer fan. So
he'll be in soccer, he'll be a little messy, that's what you call it.
Hopefully. So you want to wrap part one up?
I think we've discussed enough about what's happened last week, and we'll move on as ever to our part two, where we talk about all the hot topics after this break. And welcome back. We're up to part two now of the podcast, and this is where we talk about all the hot topics, all the things in FPL that relate to your team, and we give out some pretty good tips here.
Yep.
So stay tuned. We've given out plenty. Differentiation last week that led us to bring in players like Shaqiri,
yep,
players like Hazard that only had 10% ownership.
Yep, and we talked about Ramsey, and he came through again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so if you listen and you take a couple of those guys, they might come through.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. I'm learning on the job here.
Yeah, we've got learn too much though, because I'm still want to be ahead of you.
No, I think
game week 30.
You're too stubborn. I think you'd be right. I won't take all your tips because I don't listen. I want you to take all the credit.
Well, your team is starting to look like mine, so I'm afraid. Okay,
whatever.
What is our theme for
the theme this week? Is all about fire.
Fire.
So our first one, Hazard on fire. We've sort of already gone into it a bit, but is he becoming a player that you must have?
I think so because, first of all, because of his ownership, it's still pretty low. So if you have him and he looks on fire and he looks in form, then you're going to make a lot of progress in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Second, I think looking at their fixtures up to Christmas, man, they're so easy. They're playing West Ham next. Then they're playing some other easy fixtures like Huddersfield.
That dropped a bit.
Yeah, and then home to Southampton. And then moving from there to an easy game against, well, I'm not sure it's going to be easy, but Everton away. And then wrapping up the 26th of December, they're playing against Brighton. So what else do you need? Is it starting to be risky not to have Hazard?
Well, I wanted to bring him in for the Swansea game midweek, but couldn't quite work it. But then I had to have him for Newcastle, and he proved me 100% correct why you needed to have him.
Yeah. So he's also a player that gets the bonus points.
Mm.
So if he does an assist or an odd goal in a game, he's probably the one that will get the 3 points because he's getting so much tackles. He's doing a lot of key passes. He's touching the ball so much. So he's going to get you those 2 or 3 points. Taking also into account the Chelsea defense, he's going to get that 1 point of clean sheet as well. That accumulates at the end.
Takes penalties too.
And he can be captain, as we've seen on that weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he's on fire.
On fire number two is David De Gea.
Oh.
Now, I've said at the start of the year, I lock in De Gea as the first player I select because he's solid. That's it. Don't have to worry about goalkeeping for the rest of the season. Might be expensive, but worth it.
Yeah, and you had a really big shout with De Gea. I think I didn't take him in. Because first, I don't like expensive goalkeepers, but second, because we had Jones. Jones was cheap. Jones at that time was 5 million. Before he got injured, he was 5.4 or something like that. So Jones covered the Man United defense for me. But look, De Gea just saved United from an actual loss.
Yeah.
He had the most saves per game for a goalkeeper, 14 saves.
I did see that. Yeah, the most in the equal most in the Premier League era for.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
He was on fire, so I think he's almost a must have in my perspective.
He's the first player I selected, and he's saved Man United a few times this year.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so who's not on fire? And we could say, now part of a fire sale, many people trying to get rid of him is Lukaku. If you haven't got rid of him now, do you just get rid of him now? Because Man U do have some easier games coming up.
Yeah, look,
we've got rid of him because we got Morata in. But what about others that have Lukaku?
I think his stock is going down. Pogba, which is one of the main engines in Man United, is banned. So he's probably going to get a three-match ban at least for his tackle.
It's talk of more because of what he did after he got sent off. So
what did he do afterwards?
Just sent.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, it's probably, if I had him on my team, it was the POS of the week.
They're lucky he didn't bring him in.
Because he had two assists.
Yeah.
But then he got the red card.
Yeah.
So how bad is it? So I think Lukaku, look, one of the best moves hoping it's going to be, and we've seen it was a good move. It was Lukaku to Morata. He came through. Morata came through with 8 points last week. He got a goal and two bonus points. So he came through, and that was pretty good.
Yeah.
So looking at the United fixtures, they're getting better now after they had Arsenal, even though they still have Man City this weekend, which we'll speak about.
Yes, I was looking forward to that.
But Mourinho is going to park the bus there. Pogba is gone. Ibrahimovic might push for a start.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say Lukaku, not a must-have anymore. His ownership is going down as well.
But do you get rid of him if you still got him?
Yeah, I would get rid of him if I don't have a striker like Morata. And I will still prefer Kane to Lukaku because of his quality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you go down from that bracket, there's not much. So I would say Lukaku, if you don't have Morata, or Kane, I would switch to one of those two because Kane eventually will finish the year with the golden boot.
Probably. Like every year.
So he'll come through. Tottenham will come through eventually, even though they look like rubbish. But Lukaku, definitely not essential in this stage of the game.
Okay, cool.
What's your next topic?
Next topic, well, we're sort of getting further away from the fire. But Man City, despite all their wins in a row, you know, they're starting to scrape victories. Is the fire going out of them? You know, are they primed now for that defeat and possibly a run of bad results, which then affects all the people that have Man City players?
Yeah, it's a good point. I think they've started the season really well, and they were scoring like 3, 4, 5 goals.
Unbelievable football. And just the last few weeks, you know, as the fixtures are building up, midweek games, there's more midweek games to come.
More rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And Pep likes to rotate his players.
They still score, though. Sterling come on 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, but I don't know. I haven't seen all the game, like the West Ham game, but again, winning 2-1 against West Ham, and then what was that 2-1 against what, Huddersfield?
Yeah.
It seems like some of the steam came off them. I don't know. Like it seems like they're not convincing in terms of, you know, the same way they've done. What it does mean in terms of FPL, that do you really need to have three Man City attackers at the moment? Probably don't.
I'd say not, but you got Hazard and Salah tearing it up for Liverpool and Chelsea. Yeah.
Coutinho.
Diversify Coutinho, although he'll be going to Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah, we'll talk about Barcelona. We'll talk about him. Yeah. But he wants to impress on people.
Oh, yeah. And same with Hazard. He wants to go to Real Madrid.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They're going to combine him with Ronaldo. Oof.
Yeah, so looking at from an FPL perspective, I would say, yeah, they lost a little bit of their momentum. They're still going to win games, but they're not. It doesn't seem like they're going to score those four goals or five goals that they used to score. Sané, which was one of the most purchased players in the last couple of games, is now one of the most sold players on FPL. Silva, still one of the most sold players in this game week, even though he scored. I'm holding Sterling. I'm going to still hold him.
I think he's worth holding on to.
But he's only 8 million or 8.1. So his value is great, even though he's just chipping one goal in two game weeks. He's still great. So I think still have a Man City cover. Don't have three midfielders from Man City at the moment. Yeah. It's too much. And don't touch their forwards because you don't know who's going to start.
Yeah, you can't afford really strikers to rotate, can you?
No, and we've seen Jesus and Aguero, and people were bringing Aguero, and he was sub after 45 minutes.
Mm.
And then I've subbed Jesus, and since then he's been substituted every game, but then he's been chipping an assist from time to time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, good points there. Good points.
Yeah, so maybe I'll talk about the next topic.
Right.
So Big Son, what's happening with him? He's been firing up Everton.
Mate, they were a busted ass 2 weeks ago. They're terrible. Looking going down certainties. All of a sudden, they thrashed. Who was it? 4-0. West Ham.
Yeah. Was it? Well, West Ham is like where your dreams come true, didn't it? Yeah. Like you just need to meet West Ham and you're all good.
But as an FPL perspective, you know, new manager bounce, and Big Sam brings that stability. I took a risk, brought in Kenny at in the defensive line. He's scored big points the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Do you know what was the reason I didn't bring him in?
Why is that?
One of them? Why is that? You know who they're having this weekend? Liverpool, home.
Yeah.
Don't put him in your starting lineup.
No. Liverpool at home, as you've said a month ago with tips, Liverpool defenders, excellent at home.
Excellent.
These are the tips you're missing by not listening. So go back to one of our previous podcasts, get that tip, then fast forward and change your side now.
Yeah, and that's why you've taken Moreno. And he's bringing you clean sheets.
He is, except he didn't play last week. POS.
Which, they haven't had a clean sheet as well, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's and I've got the 8 bonus points.
Yeah, so, look, Everton is interesting. A lot of people has brought, what's his name?
Nyasse
is the striker. Even though he was banned, and they had a new manager, so why are you chasing strikers that might not play under a new manager that are banned? Wait with the transfer, it works money, even though you might have not gained a 0.1, but now he's going to go down in price because people brought him and now they're getting rid of him.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting to see what's happening with the other striker, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, because he might be nailed. He's 5.2 and he's pretty good. He came up with a goal and assist. And if he's nailed in that price in Everton, and look at their fixtures, let's just go through their fixtures because Big Sam knew when to come on board.
Big Sam's no idiot. That's how he gets. One question while you're looking up at fixtures. There's talk of him bringing Troy Deeney in.
Oh, okay, from Watford.
He'd be Big Sam's kind of big, burly striker.
Yeah, and then that might put pressure on Dominic Calvert-Lewin to start games, and that's not good. You want your players to start. So, after Liverpool, Everton has Newcastle home at Newcastle.
Okay.
Then, it's a good one. And then they have Swansea, home Everton.
Oof.
Wait. Then they have Chelsea, it's not so good, yeah, we know. And then afterwards, they have, before Christmas, they have West Brom.
It's not as if you're going to be playing him when you've already got Morata and Kane, though.
Yeah, but he can come up as your third striker when your midfield is injured or when you have defense issues.
So why not
putting him? The guy's been scoring.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm happy with my cheeky. Glenn Murray, keep scoring. Thanks very much.
Is he still going to stand up after a couple of mid-game wins?
Man, I keep telling you. He played in the Championship. They played 46 of the toughest games plus FA Cup.
Did he play most of these games, though? With Hammond? That's a good one. That's a good question. Okay, audience, do some homework. Because Captain Cheeky here doesn't.
Man, he'd be fine. I'll keep him. He's a good third option.
Yeah, he's a good option. He's a good fellow. Okay, let's
just enough Everton talk. Now, second last, depending on how much time we have, another fire. This time it's fired. The Swansea manager can't hold on much longer.
What's happening in the dressing room?
Well, they had a biff, apparently, or an argument.
Yeah, it's not good because I got rid of Tom Carroll a couple of weeks ago, which I'm happy.
You're going to get rid of Norton now?
I still have Norton and Tammy Abraham, so if they're fighting with each other...
Cool.
Oh, that's not good.
The only thing maybe worth holding on for is if they are going to fire the manager, then who comes in? The talk is Poulos because he's Welsh.
And then they won't have any attack, but they might have a good defense. So
Norton might be worth.
I might keep Norton. The problem with Tammy Abraham, well, I'm still keeping him. They have West Brom this week. Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Even though they change the manager and they're looking a little bit more solid.
I'm not sure.
I'm not touching them yet. I told you not to touch him.
Well, thanks very much.
Yeah, but look, Tammy Abraham is still a good value. It just doesn't get a lot of service. But hey, Kane doesn't get service as well, and he's playing for Tottenham. So, you might have a good point here around the manager that might come instead of the other manager if he gets fired. The defense might be more solid with Polis. And he's a perfect candidate for Swansea. Perfect.
That's what. The first perfect thing is he doesn't get teams relegated. And that's the thing they need right now.
They need to be safe from relegation. Talking about relegation, Crystal Palace is looking better.
Right, we've been saying it for a while that they look okay.
Yeah, well, Loftus Cheek.
Problem is, who replaces them? And then if you think of Swansea, get a new manager, they get a bounce. Teams like Huddersfield might be really worried.
West Ham?
West Ham still, yeah, and Moyes.
And they have hard fixtures.
Yeah.
They have Chelsea now, they had Man City now before. Their fixtures looking really, really awful.
Yeah.
You know that Creswell, POS, he actually assisted after I sent him off.
Creswell's been a real thorn in your side this year.
What's the last topic?
Well, just a quick one about rotation on fire. Something to keep an eye out for, because there's lots of Christmas fixture congestion coming up.
Yeah, look.
So you need a squad of 15. Is that what you're trying to tell everyone?
You need a squad that is playing 90% of the game. So don't buy those cheap defenders for 3.9, 4 million that never play, because you're going to have injuries. You're going to need to take hits. If you don't have playing 15, they're going to be rotation. We've seen it with a lot of teams now.
Yeah.
It's going to be injuries.
Yeah.
Going to be red cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just keep in mind, rotation is going to be on fire. And we have another mid-game week coming in next weekend.
You could almost say, as a fire pun, they might be burnt out as well.
Burnt out on, yeah. They're going to rotate. Every team is going to be having a mini Pep Guardiola rotation risk happening. Look at Crystal Palace defense being rotating for a while. Look at Liverpool this weekend, as you said, Moreno. Mane. People actually brought him over. Wanted to play him. The guy cost like 9 point something million.
Mm-hmm.
Never played.
Yeah.
Didn't even see the bench of him.
No. I didn't see it.
Yeah. So, guys, just bear in mind, set your teams for having 15 players. And if you look at our teams in fantasy, you can see that all of our players are opening players. Except Elliot.
That's a lot of hot topics. Covered a lot of ground.
Fire.
Talking about fire, we've still got more in our bellies, and we'll do it on the other side of the break. For part three, we'll look at what's coming up. Okay, back for the third part. We're just going to look at what's ahead this weekend, as in fixture-wise, and then talk about quickly about our captains and formations for the week ahead. Now, TV game on free-to-air, West Ham v Chelsea, 2 weeks in a row for Chelsea. Good early game.
2 weeks for Captain Chippy here that doesn't own Optus and he doesn't want to watch the other TV games that are on.
I love my Premier League. I haven't sorted out the Optus yet.
Yeah, $10, guys. Again, we're gonna do crowdsourcing here. So if you can chip like a couple of cents, together we can make it happen.
Fantastic product on SBS for free. It's fantastic.
Yeah, but it's just one game out of a lot of games.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. I get it every week, and quite rightly too. Maybe we can watch some more points for Hazard this week against West Ham. They've been pretty bad at home.
Maybe. So you want to talk about West Ham Chelsea?
Nah. That's the Hazard show, I reckon.
Oh, Hazard show, yeah.
Yeah, Hazard show, Morata show when it comes to FPL.
Do remember again, Hazard away form is not the same as Hazard home form.
Your tips have been spot on this year, so I will take that on board. But I'm looking at the West Ham home form, and 7 points from 6 games.
Not great.
Not great. So that's a 2 wins and a draw, I presume.
Mm. Yeah, no more than that, that's for sure. Okay, so what are the games that are interesting?
Well, of course, the two biggest games are both derbies up in the northwest. The biggest one and first v second, the Manchester derby. Can't wait.
Can't wait for that bus, the double bus to park.
Will Mourinho do a double bluff and come out and blow him away, or does he have the players to do that?
Do you actually think he's taking a risk to lose 4-0, 5-0 to Man City?
No, he's just going to park three.
He's a coward. No, seriously, now. Against a little bit bigger teams.
Very bad away record against the top six and not a great deal better at home.
They have a home again, though.
Yeah, I'm saying that. They haven't got the greatest record against the top six at all.
No, he's been parking the bus against all of those. It did work for him against Tottenham, but it doesn't work against the other teams like Liverpool, etc.
Yeah.
Okay. I think there's not going to be a lot of goals in this game, unfortunately, for those who hold Man City assets. I do think Man City are going to win, but it's going to be a close one.
Yeah. So some of those smart people that had De Gea in goal, do you look at substituting them out or do you stay firm?
You think he's going to get a lot of shots on target because he can have a lot of save points.
That's what I was saying. You get a lot of points, bonus points for saves.
Yeah, I would think about holding him. What's your other option in the goal?
I'm not sure.
That's a big question.
I'm not sure because I've never had to worry about it because it's just a cheap person sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
So who's your substitute? Foster.
They're playing.
Playing Swansea.
Swansea away. Okay, interesting point. You have to make a decision there. It's like 50-50 for me because Swansea don't have any attack.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a big one. So what's the other big game?
Liverpool Everton, the other derby.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And Everton on the rise, Liverpool going pretty well as well. Could be an entertaining game.
5-1, they trashed Huddersfield, didn't they?
That's Brighton, no?
It was Brighton with the own goal for Dunk, wasn't it? Yeah. Sorry, it was Huddersfield before that.
Yeah.
5-1. But
given Everton's rise, it should be a pretty good game. Plenty of goals.
Yeah, I can see a lot of goals there because, well, Big Sam does stabilize the defense, but they don't have a lot of quality in defense these days. It doesn't seem like they're on.
Wayne Rooney doesn't particularly like Liverpool, being an Everton and Manchester United player. Could he be worth, some people still have him in their team. They certainly liked him when he scored those goals midweek. But
yeah, it could be a differential going down the track. If he gets back to his best form, he can be a differential. He doesn't cost much. They're playing easy fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
So he can be a good third or even second striker.
Okay.
Terry Truth. So I want to look how much does it cost. But yeah, look, Liverpool, Everton, I expect at least 4 goals. Terry Truth. I'm hoping maybe more. Yeah. But
big game for Salah then?
Another one, yeah, Salah. He's just keep on giving, doesn't he?
He is the gift that keeps giving.
He's just like assist or goal every game. Mm-hmm. Every game he's chipping in. Like, look at Kane, that POS. You know, you look at Salah and he's been returning the love every game. I love Salah. I think he's the best.
I think he's been the best. Him and De Bruyne.
The best player.
Best two this year.
The best, just the best of
the best. I think Salah edges him.
Yeah. So just to get back to my point, Rooney, 7.3 million. That can be a bargain of a player if he's back onto his form. So in the last two games, he had 3 goals against West Ham and then 1 assist against Huddersfield. And as I've said, after Liverpool, they're playing Newcastle away, Swansea home. They have Chelsea afterwards, but then they have West Brom and Bournemouth. Not bad. Not bad. And by the way, yeah, they're playing Liverpool home, and that can be, defensively, Liverpool can be solid. But I think they're still going to concede at least one this game from Everton.
Okay.
So yeah. Any other particular games that might be of interest?
Man, if you can't get enough out of the Manchester and Liverpool derbies with the Eden Hazard show and Morata show on Saturday night, you know.
Yeah.
You're a hardcore fan tuning in for too much more.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So what are you going to do in terms of your team this week? Like, who are you going to captain?
Yes. That is an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
I still tempted to stay with Hazard, with keeping in mind your tip about him away from home.
Yeah.
Kane's at home to Stoke, though. It's tempting.
It's tempting. You never know when he's going to come up with that brace.
Mm.
Yeah, but Tottenham, man.
Possibly Salah for a point of interest, a point of differentiation.
Yeah, so the armband is going to move for me between Hazard, Kane, and Salah, his plays against Everton. Those are my main three candidates.
Mm.
I just can't see anyone else at the moment. It's going to be a big struggle. I'm gonna look at the captain pools and see what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully I won't get it wrong like Kane last week.
Mm.
Yeah. So, do you have any substitutes that you intend to
do? What I was thinking of was maybe, if I can afford it, Richarlison for Sterling.
From Richarlison to Sterling?
Mm.
Mm. Can you?
He's great cheapie.
Can?
Sorry?
Do you have enough money to do it?
I think there's $100,000 in it. So
point
I have to then do another tag.
You're point one short?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, what do you think about the move? Or possibly I was thinking Glenn Murray for Troy Deeney, but then I'll lose money.
No, I wouldn't take Troy Deeney yet.
No?
No, I wouldn't touch him.
Okay.
Yeah, look. I know you don't want to touch him. Richarlison to Ramsey.
Yeah.
And you already have Shaqiri, and yeah, maybe I'll save the sub and do after the Man City Man United derby, because we're going to park the bus there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Do Richarlison to Sterling and do another transfer to release that 0.1, maybe in defense.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. For me, I don't really need to do a substitute. I have Mustafi injured, even though we suspect it's just rubbish, and that's why he got flagged. I'm thinking about Mustafi to Christensen, which we had the shout last week from Chelsea. Mm. Get a Chelsea defender there.
Yeah, no, you can talk about him, and I think you're mad if you don't do it.
Yeah, so he's 5.5, and I have the 0. I have the 0.1, so I'm probably going to take it. I'm waiting for the Championship League games this week to see if there are any injuries, suspension, whatever it is.
Yeah, the asterisk for that is that we are recording this on Tuesday afternoon Australian time.
Yeah.
Before we know what happens with the Champions League. So when you listen to this afterwards and there's injuries, we didn't know.
Of course. Hmm. Yeah. So Mustafi to Christensen. Captain, as I've said, is going to move around. And formation is probably going to be 3-4-3 this week.
Okay.
Because I'm going to give Tammy Abraham another chance.
Yeah.
And I'm going to probably bench someone, Richarlison or Loftus-Cheek.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take full advantage of you bringing Abraham in and scoring zero goals.
I'm hoping he might do something, man. It's not nice that you actually rubbish this guy because he's quality. He came from Chelsea.
I had him because I've watched the Championship last year.
He's good.
And he scored 1,000 goals for Bristol City.
Yeah.
And a great player, but that side just can't do anything.
Yeah. Maybe they fight too much in the dressing room. And
maybe they should put it on the pitch against the opposition.
Maybe it's Bonny who's just afraid of him.
Maybe.
Well, he is, but he did score. He did come up.
He's yeah.
Come from. Anyway.
Well, that's about it. We hope you've enjoyed. And more importantly, take on board those tips because we're giving you gold every week. So just make sure you're listening in. There's great tips there for your FPL team.
Well, Captain Ongle did have a shout on Shaqiri a couple of weeks ago and he did come through, didn't he?
Yeah, good player. Good. Too good for Stoke.
Good block. Good block. Until he gets injured.
Yeah, that's true. So it just leaves us to let you know about how to get in touch with us. So we have our Facebook page at Fantasy United FPL Podcast and on Twitter at FU Fantasy United Pod. And of course, where you find this on the Gurgler website, there's the page there for the FU Fantasy United FPL Podcast as a back catalogue if you want to go back and study our tips and listen and know what we're right, because it happens.
It happens from time to time, definitely with myself, less with you.
Thanks very much. We thank you for joining us. I hope you're enjoying the podcast and we'll catch you next week for more.